Hello, and welcome to Affirmation Nation with me, Bab Duque. Well, we did it. We got through another week. Here's a poem that I hope you'll take with you through the weekend and beyond. It's called, Don't Be So Hard on Yourself. You are not perfect. No one is. Don't be so hard on yourself. No one is expecting you to be all right all the time. Don't be so hard on yourself. You are not a steely, a clacker, or any other kind of marble. Don't be so hard on yourself. You are not the New York Times Tuesday crossword puzzle. Don't be so hard on yourself. You are not a fresh air, fun, sleepaway camp mattress. Don't be so hard on yourself. You're not a work of literature like Madame Bovary, Gravity's Rainbow, or Richard Bach's One. Don't be so hard on yourself. You are not the penis of a teenage boy. Don't be so hard on yourself. You are not algebra, calculus, the instructions for most IKEA products, or the ability to make my father proud of me. Don't be so hard on yourself. Are you a Civil War era biscuit? I didn't think so. Then don't be so hard on yourself. Are you the K sound? No. I didn't think you were. Then maybe don't be so hard on yourself, huh? Does who you are rhyme with Card Don's Elf? Then please, don't be so hard on yourself. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that you were a piece of space-grade titanium. What's that? You're not a piece of space-grade titanium. Are you sure? Why don't you check your birth certificate so that you can be absolutely, positively, without a doubt sure that you are not, in fact, a piece of space-grade titanium? Oh, wait. Oh, so you're not, then. You're not a piece of space-grade titanium. Okay, little piece of follow-up advice. Don't be so hard on yourself. That's all for today. I'm Bob Duca. Bob Duca's Affirmation Nation is an Earwolf Media production, co-produced by Scott Aukerman and Jeff Ulrich. You can send me, Bob Duca, a question, message, or health tip to affirmationnation@earwolf.com.